Good morning to everyone.
Well, this morning I wanted to share with you a little bit about the word of the Lord. Amen. Touch somebody next to you and say, you're looking really nice. Amen. If you're sitting next to your wife, give him a kissing. If you're sitting next to your girlfriend, just touch your hands. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have a new year, and I usually like to speak into the church for new year. And I wanted to share with you how important that we start with the great things about the new year. We started with good things 21 days fast. Now, fasting to honor God, not to any purpose for yourself. But I wanted to share with you the very, very important that you start this year with the great blessing. Amen. If you have your Bible, lift your Bible up and say to yourself, Lord, this is your word. I receive in Jesus' name. I receive all the bless that you have for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me give you a verse of the Bible. At the beginning we're talking about. That we have the beginning, the months of this year, 2016. And I just wanted to tell you that this year can be a year of a blessing to your life, into my life, and to the life of the church. Let's go back and have a look what God can do into everyone and us. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 31, we have a wonderful scripture that at the beginning of the Christian church. And when they has prayed, the place where they were assembled together were shaking, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Father, we pray that this morning, the word that we're speaking, he will be bold into our life, Lord. We pray that everyone in us, Lord, that we got together this morning before your presence, we be filled up with the power of the Holy Spirit, with transformation, Lord, with blessing that you're giving to us, Lord, from the heaven, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to help us every day of our life, and from this day forward, in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say amen. So, we know that to have a blessing is the most important thing for your life is to pray. Amen. Pray is brings a powerful things in our life. Amen. Pray is a wonderful thing. And we see that the early church, it was together in a special place. Here they call it the assembly. The assembly means a group of people together. And they was called together in a one mind, in a one heart, praying to God. And God spoke to them a word from the heaven into their heart in boldness. Amen. So pray is the key for you and I and for your church to have a successful, to reach the world. Amen. ICC Church is not just a little church here in Waratah West, but ICC Church, I can see the future of the worldwide. Amen. It may be not happen on my lifetime, but maybe in the time of the world come, so there will be the powerful church that the guides of hell will not provide. Amen. And you can see already the vision in Kenya they have. In Kenya, church will grow. In the next few years, if we're going to have a conference in Nairobi, I'm telling you, they're going to over 1,000 people there on that place. Amen. Praise God. And you know what they told me? They want Mirella to preach. He said, because she's a wonderful young girl. I said, oh, yeah, okay, no problem. That's my daughter. She preached like me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need it today to understand that we are here, seated together in the presence of the Lord, that this year can be a year of successful and blessing to our life. Can be year of change. Let's say, can be year of change. Amen. Change. How can I change? change can be happening when we can do it. In Luke chapter 1, verse 7, with God, nothing will be impossible. Amen. Somebody told me, you cannot make any bishop because you're not a bishop. I said, I can do anything in Christ who gives me strength. Amen. I have no fear to baptize anybody to become a bishop or pastor, so lead anything. Amen. Praise God. In Christ, you can do anything because he gives you the strength and the ability to do it. So let's this year change in your life, in your world. It is important to edify your life into in a blessing and joyful time. It is important. When I look at these people in Rwanda, they live on the extremely poor area. Let me tell you how poor it is. No electricity, no water, no shower. And I invented, because I was there for 7 days, I invented my own thing to do the shower. Amen. I went back into Miami time. I said, oh, I'm going to do the shower, because these people was going to give me a younger boy to help me to put a water from with the bucket on top of my head. And I said, don't worry about it. I invented my own shower. I can show you the photo. I invent something in the room, but I have a shower myself. Amen. So we can do anything if we're ready to change for our lifetime. So the message here that we have it today, the word can be this year if it's important. Let me start with two words. Let's say two words. Right in there, two words. Two words can be what if. What if. The two words might be having made you tremble the last year in problem, or maybe last year you went through so many different things in life. There was a difficult thing. Maybe you lost some loved one. There maybe was something for someone, it was a blessed year, but someone not. But let make it this new year, 2016, making this the life, the faith that we have in Christ, they will be blessing and taking us from glory into glory. Amen. So that can be done if we trust in God. And the principle I'm giving to you to change your life is to dedicate your life in prayer. Amen. Pray, transform your life. Amen. Pray, transform your life. What if this year is a new beginning of your life, a new beginning of the loved one, a new beginning of your family, a new beginning of loving your neighbor, whatever the problem is going to be, let's change things around. And this is the beginning to, you know, to the early church that we found, that the early church was a boldness in preach the gospel and, you know, revolution of the world, that changed the whole world situation. Let me tell you something. The gospel changed the world. Amen. The gospel changed the situation in the world. We can change if we decide to put God first in our life. Amen. We can change. We can become a better person. We can dedicate our life unto Christ to have a better style of life. I pray for the people around. I said, you're not your own. There's a lot of people who pray for you. Because God can do what can nobody else do. They asked me to pray for the government to one day to build the road maybe with the tars, because for kilometer, the road that they're going to Iran is mud and dirty, and some of the hole, if you fall inside the hole, you need 4 or 5 people to pull the car out because it's really bad. And I was spoken with the leader, the traveler. He was saying, Pastor, pray that the government one day find the money to make this road better. Like these people wasn't looking for. And I said, nothing will be impossible for God. God can change the nation around. God can bring somebody here with the money to build the road.
And God can bring somebody to put the cement inside the floor of the church. He can do that. You know, God can do it if we decide to change the way we live. These people were so happy to hear, because I say to them, by pray, the gospel, the people, the early church, change the world. Change the world. What is this year we making Jesus to be the Lord of our life? Lord mean master. Amen. That's what I mean. Lord mean master. If Jesus is the master of my life, nothing is beyond the way for me. Nothing. If Jesus is going to be the Lord of my life, if he's going to be the master of my life, nothing is going to be possible for me. What about this year you confess your sin and repent and redeem your life to Christ? In 1 John 1:9, it said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful to justify, giving us the sin, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. He can do it. But Pastor Tony, I'm a Christian. I'm not a sinner. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we sin without knowing. Give to our Lord Jesus. What if this year we return to the first love? We talk about first love. We return to the first love. Where is the first love, Pastor Tony? I don't know how to explain to you. But the first love is, well, I never forget. When I fall in love, my first love with my wife, I was living 4.5 hours away in the mount. I couldn't wait for the morning to go, to see. So that's the first love. And as Christian, we should go back to our first love. Let me tell you something. When you give your life to Christ, you have that first love for Christ. You want to do something for the Lord. Amen. And slowly we become really, a little bit weak here, weak there. Let's go back to the first love and grab Jesus into our life. Jesus talked about the first love in Revelation 2:4, verse 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, Jesus said, that you have left your first love. Remember this. Remember, therefore, that you have failed, repenting, and go back into your first love quickly as possible. If I know I come back, and remove the lampstand from you. We don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want God to remove the lampstand with us. You know what that means? Remove the power of the Holy Spirit. So it is important that we fall in love with the church again. We fall in love. We attend the prayer meeting. We attend it. Very soon we have a Sunday night meeting. Prayer meeting. All the activity will come back to normal. So let's get involved. Let's get emboldened for the Lord. Let's get a church that praise God, that they prepare. You know, Pastor, I've got a lot of things to do. Yes, we have a lot of things to do. But you know, if God comes first into your life, your life will be transformed and they will be blessing from blessing. Amen. So it's important. In Hebrew 12, it said, looking up to Jesus, the author and finish of the faith. Amen. Look after Jesus. Look after to Jesus. It is very important that you and I, this year, we're making a year of success for everyone in us. In improvement. Let's this year bring a husband to a church. Let's this year bring a loved one to a church. Let's this year bring our children into the church. Let's this year change the way we think. Let's this year get together and we're doing the 20 days fast and pray for the Lord, because we want to honor his presence. We want to honor God with all our heart. It is important to obedient to God. Giving to God what is belonging to him. You know, there's 10% of your income is belonging to God.
where I see people that struggle to pay the bills because they don't do the right thing with God. But the God is plenty, the God financially is that you and I, we give it 10% to the everything's come to our life, and plus the offering to blessing other people, or missionary, evangelist, and all this thing. We needed to do this thing. We needed to honor God, and that God be honoring us. Amen. It's important. This year can be a year of changing. You can put God to your test. Let me tell you something. The Bible said that if you be obedient to God, the abundance you come to your life, you could never contain the abundance. Amen. So it is important. It is important. I ever tell the church in Rwanda, they are poor people. They don't really matter how poor you are. Whatever income come to your house, you needed 10% to give it to the Lord. One lady the next morning come to a house where I was staying with the 2 or 3 kilos of beans. He said, Pastor Tony, I want to give it to you this. Because this was my income of this month. Beans, that's what we call letter on the land. And I was saying to myself, but the Holy Spirit touched my life immediately. He said, this belonged to me. And I took in that beans, bag of full beans, and I thank her, I hug her and kiss her, and she walked away so happy. And not long after that, we knew there's one lady with 3 children and she has nothing to eat. We give me the beans. Amen. So when you're giving to God abundant of your life, He will bless you that your life can contain it, and God bless us. What if this year God restore your help? You know, some people, there are many people, they're sick, they don't live well. Which is, Lord, this year I'm going to restore my help, amen, my life. What if this year God restore my marriage? You know, there's a lot of people with the marriage problem, a lot of people. I wanted to tell you something. If you put God into your life, God will restore your marriage, restore your children's problem. They bless you in a special way. What if this year we want our church to have a revival in our church? Because what is a revival? We just said on the early church, pray. The place where they was prayer assembly together was shaking with the presence of Lord. Amen. Was shaking with the presence of God. And we see this, that the apostling, where we see in that particular verse that the people that was shaking with the presence of God, they went home and sell the possession and bring it to the apostle's feet. And the apostle blessed them, and they split into the nation. You know where this social security word is come from? They come from the apostle, because the apostle received it free from the people and given away to the people. And they preached the gospel from a bold, and the world was transformed. Mariano, because God's presence was able to change the world. Because the group of small people that was together and the presence of God was shaking in that assembly time, they changed the whole world. Even today, the blessed they have with the Lord, they come for that principle. They sell everything they have and they bring in community. And they put it on the feet of the apostle. And the apostle pray. And the glory of God fall into the people of life. And they will be blessed in a special way. This is the principle to change your life. I don't say sell your house, sell this and give it to God. But I say to you, giving to God what is belong to Him. And you know very well whatever belongs to God. Doing with all your heart, don't with other
at the children to do it. And God will prosper you in a special way. Revelation will come in your life when we do the right thing before God. We have a missional service in our church that we needed to look after missionary around the world. We have evangelism. We have a maintenance. We have all of this thing. And whatever we put it together for the Lord, God is going to use it to split this kingdom and to bless his 100,000 people around the world. It is important that you and I, we respecting God's authority in our life. If we respect God's authority in our life, God's presence in our life, are changing everything. And let me say, what if this year commit our life to the kingdom of God? Committing our life to the kingdom of God. How, Pastor Tony, are going to commit? Let me bring it very briefly. Put yourself in prayer list. Put yourself in fast and pray. Put yourself in the right position with God. Giving to him what belongs to him. Delegate your family into his presence. Pray for your household. Pray for your family. For your brothers and sisters. When you do that, things will be start to change. This year, there can be a year of a great success in our business. If we put God in our business first, your business will be prosper in a special way. Because I've been speaking with so many business people. I don't mind them, but some people would ask me in Kenya, why the government to choose Meshach to be the leader for the whole education and the whole nation? My answer was, this man, he dedicated his life unto the Lord. He come and sacrificed his life for 4 or 5 years, you know, started to start. He left his family. He left everything to do whatever he can. And when you dedicate your business to the Lord, he will take you into blessing to bless. Amen. If you want to succeed on your study, on your university degrees, let me tell you something. Put Jesus first into your study, into your position, into your time of study. If you put Jesus first, if you put God first, you will be succeeding in everything you're doing. What if this year we increase our lifestyle on the evangelist time? We're increasing our potential into our church. We do our best into doing. What if this year we increase the power and the knowledge we have? We get together in many things. Mirella was come to me the day before, and telling me that very soon we have to have a party for this. We got to have the first Sunday meet with all this. And if we got to get together to all this, we can change the situation of our church life. It can be a better place to worship God. We're going to, on the future of this church, we're going to have people from the other side of the world. They come to listen to us. They come to listen to our praise and worship. Let me tell you something. Some of the clips I'll show you in Kenya, they wanted to come. Some of the young people, Pastor Tony, I wanted to be in your church. I listened for 2 months. I want to listen to the worship team. I wanted to be there. I want to see what you can do. The people are going to come to see what we do. Let's get together and improve your life of doing things for the Lord. Amen. In conclusion, consider two more things in your life. This year, a new beginning. This year is more love for my family, more love for my wife, more love for my husband. This year, I'm going to increase my prayer to Jesus Christ. Amen. This year, I'm going to dedicate my life more for my church. This year, I'm going to deeply commit myself for my church to increase the value of my church. I know that you have a number of lists and you can get involved with many things you can do. This year, you can deeply commit into yourself into doing something for God, and the great things will come into your life this year you cannot even imagine. Amen. With God, nothing is impossible. And I want to finish with this. With God, nothing is impossible. Remember that. God is with you, not against you. This year, it can be a year change if we all get together and we can change the world. Amen. Pastor Tony, we couldn't change the world, but we can change some people. Amen. We can change some people. We can give an opportunity to some people. Why I bring this young man from Papua New Guinea here? Why? Because I believe in him that he's going to do something for God in his country. Matthew, I cannot do nothing in Ghana, but you can do it. What I cannot do, because Jesus is with you. Amen. Let's lift your hands left before the Lord and we pray together. Let's stand together before the presence of the Lord. We want to pray that this year will be a year of change. Father, Lord Jesus, you are the master of our life. We pray that this year will be a year of a blessing to everyone in us. Will be a year of a change to everyone in us. Will be a year of successful into our family. Will be a year of successful into our church. Will be a year of successful in our business. Will be a year of successful in our study, in university, in our school. Will be a year of successful in everything we're doing. Lord, we put you first in our life. We pray that everyone in us this morning, they will not leave this place without making that decision, that moment of intersection to you, Lord, that we invite you to be the master of our life. Jesus, be the master of our life. I want everyone to say, Jesus, be the master of my life. Jesus, be the master of my life. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for this church, Lord, that you will prosper them in every day of their life, Lord. Bless in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Can we lift the hands and worship the Lord with all our heart? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.